Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website, schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. So when you say, okay, you make something different when you join the US team or take over the US team, it's really not easy to convince people to do things differently as in the past. So do you have any examples maybe, or one or two examples for things you came over and did differently like the other coach before? So because how do you convince the people then to go also with this path? Yeah. So beside the fact that you already mentioned that you cut a lot of players, maybe from the previous team, which is maybe the best way or the best thing to do in this moment. But there are for sure other one or two things we can talk about you did differently as in the past.
It was not easy. You know, honestly, it was not easy, but we choose the group who work together, you know, as coaches, as players, you know, and we establish really high level of trust and belief, which is very important for the team sport. Mm. It's number one priority from my point of view, you know. And on other side, we try to work more things than our opponents. You know, I cannot say right now what we're doing because it will not be smart from my side, you know. But I just think that most important thing that I, or my coaching staff, including myself, we convinced the community to believe in us. And it was not easy, especially because I'm coming from Serbia. It's a different mentality, you know, mm-hmm. a different mentality, different approach. But I think that we find ourselves, I'm talking from our coaches, my coaching staff, and the community and the players, somewhere, you know, let's say, in the middle, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that we build the new American approach to the men's program, you know. So, we, you know, right now, some things you can predict, some things you cannot predict. You're working with the plan A, but you got backup plan B, and you got backup plan C, and usually most likely plan D going to work for you. Mm-hmm. So this is the right now. I couldn't convince because I'm powerless, if may I say like this, as a head coach of United States national team to be in charge about NC2As and the program and with the colleges. I cannot do nothing. We as an organization, they are totally independent. You know, of course, we are talking and everything, but it's a lot of things are involved. You know, I wish and I think that the benefit for the men's program will be if men's NC2A tournament is going to go and the season will go from fall to the spring as the girls, not play from the September to the December, to play from January to May. I think it's more logical for us to go in the season on national teams. It's one thing. And second thing, you know, the calendar, combined calendar, because in this situation, you got conflicts. You cannot avoid conflicts with the NC2As in the national pipeline progress. You know, mm-hmm. if you got, you know, someone who, we are sharing the players, so, and you cannot share the players in one moment on two sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So, the problem, you know. So on the other side, you know, we established the National League as something what Ratko was doing when he was coaching here, you know, in States, as a Premier League. That works, but we are trying to, you know, put it in a higher level, little bit better, but the options are limited, especially because I said it will be much easier if the season will go to the spring. When that's going to happen, I don't know, but when that happen, that it will be the, you know, the momentum when the community side, then the men's program won't, the men's program will be prioritized. comparing everything else. So I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, in first years, I'm trying to convince everyone that we're supposed to work together, you know, we're not against each other, you know, because, but, you know, you got also in this in Germany, because between the clubs, you know, in Serbia, between the clubs and national teams, the federation, this is something going on, you know, so, you know, but, you know, it's, we change a lot of pipeline teams. We have this, I think that Gabe Baker did a marvelous thing, established this ODP program. So right now, Australia is copy and paste this, you know, last several years, Olympic Development Program. This is worldwide in states, including, you know, every year, 3,500 of players for different ages, you know, trying to compete. You know, we got Junior Olympics, which is the biggest tournament in the world, you know, in July. Before COVID was 950 teams competing. And what I said, sometimes you cannot predict things. You know, so because we couldn't establish what I wanted in states, and I'm not blaming anyone, you know, you know, it just way it is, and I needed to accept it. I tried to find a solution. So we try to, and we succeed, and we make the program abroad. So what's that mean? Right now, before the COVID, we had 7-8 players who play abroad. During the COVID, we had 19 players, and we will have 19 players still. Mm-hmm. So all our team, just 2 or 3 younger who are still in college, all our players from national team are playing abroad. And you cannot start playing in Pro Reco immediately, you know, but we start slowly, you know, step by step. Right now we have Ben Halleck as the captain of the national team who won with the Pro Reco twice European League. You know, we got right now, you know, Alex Bowman, who was the best scorer in the World Championship recently in Budapest, who will play in France next year, you know, who is already 7-8 years playing abroad. We got right now most talented kid born 2000, Hannes Daube, who played for Olympiacos during the COVID season. We got Max Hearing, who established him as a very, you know, important player in Europe. Luca Cupido will play next year for Barcelona. Johnny Hooper will play for Telemar. All those players, we got 6 players who are playing in Greece. So we are in good, as I said, good direction. But answering your question, we moved basically our program from United States to foreign countries, Europe, and give them what we couldn't give them here in the States that we will give them, you know. So I think that works. And what's helping me also, and I will finish with this, that my job is when I came, try to convince the benefit playing abroad. Right now, I don't need to do that because the players are convincing right now the new younger players the benefit playing in Europe. And this is more higher level or more convenient, easier for everyone than me as a coach trying to convince someone, hey, you should go there. That's going to be a benefit. That's going to be a benefit for us. That's going to be a benefit for family. Right now, it's a win-win combination.
Yeah, so which makes, at least from your point of view, so as a coach, it's not really easy then, as you mentioned earlier, so to have these group of players not available somewhere in the US because they are all playing around Europe, so but it's not really an easy situation, I would say, I would guess, as a coach, so because you're really in each time, in each case, very far away in this specific moments, maybe. So, but you already mentioned that it's really a benefit from, let's say, for the group, for the national team of the US, having these people playing in Europe, and also from a, I would guess, from a personal development point of view. Yeah. So for each of the players saying, okay, I would like to play in Italy, to go to Greece or whatever. So just to have a personal development also in this case. Yeah. Not only from a pure water polo perspective.
I agree with you. It's not ideal, as you said, as I said, but it's the most what we can have in this moment.
Maybe you already mentioned the last World Championships some weeks ago in Belgrade. So there are also so many other tournaments you attend as a player, as a coach. You won titles and medals and so on and so forth. So are there any special moments you remember for you personally saying, okay, this is, yeah, let's say the mind personal point, memories, let's say that way. Or so there are so many memories, I guess.
It's a lot of memories for sure, you know, but honestly, the people who knows me, you know, more, you know, personal. For example, coming to States, I needed to have paperwork done that USA Water Polo will provide me O-1 visa to come to States as a especially alien, so ordinary, especially ordinary one, so it's with special skills, and for that you need to collect some data, some information, some paperwork, and blah, 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 which is normal. But I got problem with that because I'm the coach who is not collecting any medals, any trophies. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. I don't have any personal look on that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I never collect. Always when I receive the medal, I give to my coaching staff or someone who is next to me. And you know, the government, United States, and to prove that who you are, you need some proof of evidence. So I call my assistant coaches, you know, I call the people, hey, can you borrow? I need to have the picture. I need to have this, you know, from when
we on. Send me the medal back, please, at
yes,
least for the next yeah, 2 years.
Because
two
there's
weeks.
A photo to prove who am I. So I don't know if I'm weird or no. You know, it's so many good things and also the bad things, of course. You know, it's looking back, you know, I'm realized that I'm getting older because it's so many years behind me, you know, so, but I'm feel very young, you know, very motivated. So I think that the best thing is coming. So Partizan was special. Serbia was also special. But if I say, I'm remembering more losses and defeats than the winnings than trophies.
Okay.
So if may I say for Partizan, I'm remembering the 2007 final eight and the final four in Milan. You know, when we lost against Jug in semis finals as the youngest team, you know, we were 2 goals up minute ended the game and we lost in the penalties, you know. So we already, okay. We were a huge surprise. The youngest team ever. We played, I think, the best water polo that year. We played the best water polo for sure, you know, 5 years up and down in Europe. You know, all those kids who right now retired play for Partizan, you know, and somehow we unfortunately succeed to lose on penalties. You know, I was thinking that we deserve it that year to be to finish first, you know, in Milan. Also, you know, I'm remembering when we lost, you know, we succeed to lose the game against Italy in the final in Shanghai 2011. I said succeed because we were up by 2 and we missed the penalty, you know, and we lost, you know, that one. Of course, you know, coming back in London against Montenegro for bronze medal game because we were down by 4 minutes in the end of the third quarter. But I think that if you're talking about the Serbia national team, I think the most important, and this is not just for my look, from my point of view, was for all the generation, determining point, or also for them as a players, as a persons, also for me as a coach, you know, was 2009 Euro Championship in Rome. Because this was the starting point of building something totally new, mm-hmm. you know, and no one give us any 2% to winning at all. Because again, that was the youngest team, the new generation, without all those superstars who played before, you know, everything, you know, That was, I remember that very well. So when we left Belgrade, going to Rome, only one TV camera came to say goodbye. Okay. Only one TV. Water polo in Serbia is very popular.
So usually one, there's more than one team. Yeah.
Yeah. Only one TV crew came on newspaper. Only one. And when we returned back, that was a madness. That was like a Hollywood, and they prepared the party and and the parade and everything. So, but I think that 2009, for sure, I said regarding Partizan, I remember once, and this is, when we play, I was coaching Partizan in the playoff final against Herceg Novi, Jadran Herceg Novi. We won the game in the final of the series in Belgrade 7-0.
Which is clear, yeah.
Yeah, but Petar Porovic was the head coach of Herceg Novi at that point.
Okay, so maybe I should not remember him then in this case.
No, he's very good. He's great coach, a very good my friend of mine. But just go in that direction. And Zlokovic was playing for that team. Jokic was playing for that team. Gojkovic was playing for team. All those players were playing for that team. And, this is something what I remember with America. I think that, as I said, a lot of good things are coming. We already achieved in this era. We have more medals than we have in the last 50 years. This is one thing. Second thing, I think for me, winning the Pan Ams and, right now we are just finished the second three times in the World League. I wish that we can finish next time first, but a lot of things is ahead of us, So I think that for me, I was thinking that honestly, 2016, we could do better. But when I analyze after that, what happened 2016, and everything. So I need to admit that unfortunately, we didn't have too much time because the newcomers are coming, the younger is coming. We keep one group who is older group, and we couldn't balance in the way as we supposed to balance to be a high level for that kind of tournament. We need to admit this, and I need to admit this, So, but we were close. We were close also in that one. So, I think that, as I said, with all those other super teams in Europe, especially, we are very calm and convinced in our strength and power that we can medal in Paris and LA for sure.
Yeah, so the big goal of Paris is coming around the corner. Yeah, so it's 2 years away, but I think the time will go very very soon and will go by very soon. So maybe one last sentence about you already mentioned Petar Porovic, who's right now the head coach of Germany. So you also had the chance to have some training practice games here in Germany. What do you think about the development maybe of the German team? Yeah, so you really, really have a good view. At least you are 10 years the head coach of the United States. But in the meantime, you play a lot against Germany. So on the tournaments or practice games or whatever. So what do you think about the current development?
Right now, the obviously Germany is facing the reset system right now. Obviously, so many players who played in the past, they're not playing at all. I will not go into reasons why is that, this is totally irrelevant because they are not there. So, and you're doing a reset of the system, When you do the reset of the system, honestly, you couldn't ask for the better coach as Porovic is, I think that he's a great person, great coach. He knows a lot of things. He is totally a book of water polo, But the problem is, are we talking the same language? I'm not talking about, are we talking the German or English or Montenegro or Serbian? Are we talking the same language? It's meaning, are we sharing the same goal? So what does that mean? Are the players and the coaches are sharing the same goal. So what is the fact for every team sport? So we need to know where we are going. We need to know where we are right now. And I think this right now, he knows the answer right now. I'm talking about Popovich. He knows the answer that right now he needs to start from scratches, from the zero. And yeah. Just wait. It's painful. It's painful. But you need to have patience. You need to have trust. Yeah, put a lot of work. And there's another other way to succeed. You know, but you couldn't ask for the better person to do that job.
So, yeah. So I think the reset to push the reset button, it's at least the only way really to have a progress or development of a team and say, okay, we would not like to play the next 5 to 10 years with the at least older players, maybe, or not older, but experienced player. But we have also to include somehow also the younger players into the team. You mentioned before also the balance between the young and the older, maybe. Yeah. So that needs to be done right now so that we have at least a chance to make this kind of balance between the experiences and the new players. Yeah. In the group.
Yeah. It's exactly, I totally agree with you, but you know, it's exactly what we are trying and what we are on our way to succeed in the States, you know, to establish the American way of approach or community for water polo, American way of playing water polo, American way of or understanding the game. It's like, you know, if you look at Hungarians, any team or national team, you know how they're going to play. It's only, are they going to play a high level or lower level? But you know what you can expect. When you play against Serbs, Montenegro, and Croats, because they're former Yugoslavia, you know what you should expect. You know what you the game plan. You know, you okay, there is a different players. Individuals are different on this group or this, but you know should. When you play against Italians, you know what way or style you're going to expect. You know.
Mm-hmm.
When you play against, right now, Japanese establish their style of playing. Why I'm saying this, I know that Popovich knows it's not just the senior team. It's not just the first team. It's also the pipeline. It's the cadets, it's junior, it's a youth. What they're going to do? How you're gonna complete the first team in 2 years, 3 years? It's very important what the player is going to do in the pipeline over the summer and which positions you need to fill in the 2 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. So to make the system, you cannot have the cadet development group doing something different than the senior teams, or juniors or you doing something different. Okay, all the coaches have their signature and their point, and that's normal. But in global, in 75%, we need to agree and share the same goal.
Yeah.
This is only how the system can work.
This is exactly the point he mentioned during the podcast between the two of us, saying, "Okay, I didn't expect the gap between the senior team and also the younger teams and the teams or the age of the players in the league, for example, so that we do not have these kind of pipeline you mentioned, and in this case we have to push the reset button for the first team." Saying, okay, we would like to include also younger players, and also at the same time, we need to establish or to fill the pipeline, with at least younger players than the young players in the national team are at the moment. So there are several areas to work on, to concentrate on, and this makes it a little bit of complex. Yeah, so not to have only the focus on the first team, but saying also, I would like to fill the pipeline for the next 5 to 10 years, maybe. Yeah. So, and especially what you also mentioned regarding the position.
Yeah.
Do I need some center player, center defender, whatever? So goalies, whatever I need to develop in the meantime, because I know my goalkeeper will retire in 5 years, for example, or in 2 years. So I need someone in the pipeline at least.
Yeah, that's the concept. That's the concept. That's the system.
So basically, I would say you and Peter Popovich has at least somehow the same situation coming to a different country, saying, okay, I would like to develop the national team, but at the same time, I need to rework or reset also the system around the team. Yeah. So I need the structures. I need the pipeline. I need trust within the coaching team, within the staff, within the team, and so on and so forth. So that is really something which has to be done not in the next 2 weeks, two months or whatever. So this is really a progress process over the next couple of years.
That's totally agree with you. So, and one of the most important thing is the support of the federation. And I was lucky mm-hmm. that I have full support from USA office, UC Waterpolo office, from Marty Summers, Chris Ramsey, and John Amdu last all my years here. Also with Mike Graff, you know, and right now the Bill Smith. So the full support, and that's very important, you know, because this road is not easy. It's painful. It's painful. And a lot of people doesn't understand what's going on, and a lot of hard work is doing behind the scene. So a lot of people cannot get in touch and see wisely what's really is going on. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, you need to have trust between organization, coaching staff, players, and the community.
Yeah. So, and in this case, when people say, okay, the obvious things, which is available in a public space somewhere, or see the nominations, for example, which is maybe not the right one in their perspective in this case, they are not really, as you mentioned, see behind the scenes or have some connections behind the scenes, knowing, okay, the decision was made based on whatever things in the training, in the practice, whatever. Yeah, so the trainer is really, or the coach is the person who is responsible for the team, responsible for the nominations, and also responsible to do a good coaching style nomination in this case, saying, okay, this is really based on the best knowledge I have, and it's regardless whatever other people are saying, it's saying about this.
I agree. Totally agree. And I'm wishing all the luck for Porobić and the German Federation and Waterpolo, you know.
Yeah.
Going ahead, going ahead in our coming years.
Yeah, yeah. So which is because the way is really alternative, without any alternative at the moment. Yeah. So we do not have any plan B or C at the moment.
Which is not bad.
Yeah. So which is maybe in this case the best situation. So because in this case, everyone knows about this critical situation at the moment, because everybody wants success. Yeah. So we have it at least on the club scenes or in the club layer, but not on the national team at the moment.
Yeah. But usually the smart people says critical situations start much longer before when it comes to the point, then is visible to everyone. So what's happening right now started long time ago.
But now absolutely.
It's visible for everyone.
So. Yeah. So in this case, we come back to the first point you mentioned, that you have to take some, not popular decisions. So which is the same case right now in Germany, that somebody comes over and says, okay, I need to do this right now based on these 2 points, maybe. Yeah. So there are somehow similar things in this case, saying, okay, I need to make this decision. I know that's maybe not the best for you personally, but I have to have the big picture in mind, saying, okay, I have a timeline, I have a roadmap for the German team, and I would be on the Olympics somewhere in the future. And we do not really get this goal covered when we do everything the same like we do in the past. I think very easy to understand, hopefully, for the most of the people.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So in this case, I wish you all the best for the next tournaments, for the next things coming up. So what is the next things coming up for you and your team in the next couple of weeks or months?
Right now, we are working on trying to make 14 tournament around the Christmas, in the United States. This is what we are trying to organize right now. And our focus is right now, you know, it's for sure it's Fukuoka World Championship next summer, you know, because we qualify directly and again open one more spot for North America team that Brazil and Canada can go together, or maybe Argentina, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's good for Northern American, you know, water polo in general. So, you know, but, you know, I told my staff, you know, and told the players already when we have this exit interview, you know, after we finish the Strasbourg and World League in July, end of the July, that when we see each other together, you know, in December, we will have the full plan for the Olympic Games in Paris. And for us, mm-hmm. Paris is starting in December, upcoming December. So the program for for Paris and preparation for Paris and all the focus what we're going to do in upcoming for starting from December 2022 until 2024, the first day of opening day of Olympic Games is July 26th. You know, everything is focused on that.
Okay.
So most likely we are waiting right now as everybody's waiting, and I think that LAN should come very quickly, you know, with the program and the calendar for European Championship, you know, 2024. Is it going to happen 2023 in October, mm-hmm. what the rumors are, or no, and how the European League, Champions League is going to look like in this fall 23 and spring 24, combining European Championship in Israel, European League in Europe, and the Doha World Championship in February, looking to the summer 24. It's very important for everyone to have those dates as soon as possible, that we can organize ourselves, you know, in good way as soon as possible. And also what I think that I would like to see that the end of FINA and the LAN will try to, you know, be more, you know, helpful to give us the dates much as early as they can, because if we have the dates, especially for us, United States, because we need to travel a lot.
we need
to travel a lot, and we need to buy the airplane tickets. And if you're buying earlier, we are saving a lot of tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cannot come to us and say, hey, we're going to have the tournament in 1 month from now. Hey, you should come.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, it's painful. We are spending so much money. We're wasting the money. And we don't have money, you know, to waste like anyone.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that we are waiting for that. You know, FINA came in the Doha. FINA came with yours. You know, we are still waiting for FINA to see the final decision, what's going to happen with the option of the World League next year, what's going to happen with that. And as I said, you know, I'm hoping that in the November, December this year, we will have the full plan for Olympic Games in Paris.
Yeah, so there are a lot of, let's say, time trouble maybe coming ahead. So it's at least the good point would be that everybody who's responsible at the moment for the schedule, LAN, FINA, whatever, so come back to the clubs and to the federations as soon as possible, saying, okay, here's the plan. Yeah. You can plan right now with the dates. At least they are safe, 99% safe. And you can begin with your schedule also for the training, for the practice, for the tournaments, for the practice games and whatever. Yeah. So that's absolutely mandatory to know at the moment. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So maybe we are able to see each other somewhere in the meantime between now and Paris, maybe. Yeah. So when you come over to Germany again, so like this year, so maybe we have the chance to talk to each other. In the meantime, I wish you all the best. As mentioned before, have a nice day and thanks for your time today at the end. So it was really a pleasure to all the information you gave us. So well, very, very interesting.
Thank you for having me, and I wish you all the best. Also.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.